The Overtones Christmas Social.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Overtones Christmas Social.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Hello and ho 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 indeed. It's Jade Calloway here with you. And I'm delighted to say, in the company of the Overtones, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas!
Hey. How you doing?
Good. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Great to be back on BFBS, the Forces Station.
We are having a Christmas social, which I have to apologise because I've totally plagiarised your Sunday socials that you've been doing this year. Is that okay?
Yeah, our lawyers will be in touch with yours soon, okay?
That's a good way to start, isn't it? We have Mark Franks, Darren Everest, Mike Crayshaw, and some guy called Jay James, who you might know from BFBS.
Hey!
We're doing it in the way that 2020 demands in meeting virtually, but it has been a weird little year, hasn't it?
It's been absolutely bonkers, Jade. I mean, look, we look back and we were actually beavering away in the studio and we went out for lunch. And I don't know if you remember this, boys, but we were talking about this coronavirus and there was little sprinkles of it in the news and there was little pockets. And we all had a bit of a laugh and a joke at Mike's expense, suggesting that it was going to be a serious thing and it would stop us recording, you know, the album and getting the studio. And then literally a week and a half, 2 weeks later, we were pretty much all in lockdown.
I was quite worried about how Mike would cope because there's been so much reliance on technology this year. And you didn't have a great year last year with deleting all those video diaries and everything like that, did you?
Do you know what? I think this is a dangerous interview because you've got some insider working with you with all these secrets. Yeah, I'm not particularly good with technology. It's a bit foreign to me. And even when it comes to social media and like when we kind of line up posts to go out and everything, all the three boys, you know, Mark, Darren and Jay have these conversations about, right, what we're going to do is we're going to do this. So Daz, you do Instagram, Mark, you do Twitter, Jay's going to do Facebook. And it's like, what do you want me to do, guys? And yeah, we were on tour and we were doing these video diaries through the day. And then that night I did like an edit of the videos. And I was like, oh, this looks great. This is perfect. And then what I didn't realize, even though you save it to iMovie, it still uses the files from your camera roll. So I went into my camera roll, deleted all the videos. And then I was like, guys, look at the video I did last night. Press play. And it was like, you don't have any of these videos. And like, I lost it. So that was hours worth of work that was down the drain.
I love that you know that, James. But it still goes on to this week, for instance. We were doing the old Instagram and the swipe apps. Like, tell him.
Yeah,
tell him, Daz. Daz, come on, tell him.
We're passing the story around, and then I passed it on to Mike, who had to do the swipe up link for the tour tickets at the end of the story. So we'd all gone, guys, it's going to be amazing. Come to the show. Mark, you tell him. Jay, you tell him why. And then it gets to Mike. And Mike went, guys, just swipe up for tickets. Actually, don't swipe up because I don't know how to do it. Oh, and he posted it.
Oh, well, you know, we've all had to adapt for the tech of 2020.
Thank you, Jade. Thank you.
We'll let you off. But it's such a special year for you guys. 10 years.
Crazy. I was talking to Jay the other day, and I said, when we signed that record deal 11, 12 years ago now with Warner Brothers, if you would have said that you'd get to release, you know, 6-7 albums, get to your 10-year anniversary, and I would have been like, no way. Wow, you know. And someone said, like, how do you think you've managed that? And I think it's just work ethic, having fun, and treating every year like it's your first year. It's funny because we still feel like we're growing and there's so much for us to do. But I just think every album we do, we try to make the best album we've ever made. Every tour, every show, we make the best tour or show that we've ever done. And we'll never rest on our laurels.
Celebrate good times. Come on!
Celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
It's time to come together. It's up to you, what's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world, come on!
Oh!
Whoa-ho.
Hey!
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on!
There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Woo! We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time.
It's time. Come together, it's up to you, what's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world,
come on!
Ho.
Oh.
It's a celebration, celebrate good times, come on! It's a celebration, celebrate good times, come on!
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
It's
gonna be,
it's alright.
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
Let's celebrate.
BFBS.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Forces Station.
Merry Christmas!
The Overtones Christmas Social. Christmas Social.
We are back with The Overtones, talking about your achievements and so much to celebrate in that decade. Can I ask you to pick a highlight each, Mike?
Oh, God, there are so many. And genuinely, I think there are probably a minimum of 10 really standout highlights. I guess for me, one of the biggies, we released a fair bit of our music in Germany, and we were asked by one of the big television networks out there to come and perform at their big New Year's Eve extravaganza that they have every year. And it was at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. And in much the same way outside the Buckingham Palace, where you've got the mall, outside Brandenburg Gate, you've got the mall that goes about a mile down the road. And there were a million people stood down this mall watching this performance, as well as I think about 15 million watching on TV at home. That was just an incredible moment. Just trying to comprehend that there are a million pairs of eyes just watching us perform. You know, we were able to take our other halves there as well. And it was just a really special, special pinch yourself moment.
Everyone who's been posted to Germany listening or there currently will be able to visualize that iconic location as well. Absolutely. That's nice.
Absolutely.
Mark, what about you? Have you got a highlight?
Oh, there's been many, but I think I'd have to say performing at the Queen's Jubilee, to be surrounded by so many iconic performers. We were the warm-up, if you like, for the show. We got to perform for 750,000 people down the mile, all waving their flags. That in itself was, like Mike says, a pinch-yourself moment. But then to be invited to the palace afterwards for a bit of a knees-up and being surrounded by, you know, the likes of Stevie Wonder and Tom Hanks and Elton John. I mean, the next morning I woke up and I was like, did that actually happen? Like, to meet all those people and be part of something that is part of history and will be remembered forever. A really special moment that was.
Once in a lifetime, that is, isn't it? What about you, Jane?
Again, like the boys, really. There's so many standout moments. You know, obviously I joined the boys last year, but I've always genuinely say this as well, that all of the little moments pre-Overtones, you know, like some working with John Legend, the X Factor, performing at the Army Navy in front of 84,000 people, all of those things genuinely feel like they brought me to becoming an Overtone. It's weird, Jade, because I was thinking about things that us boys have done in the last year and the moments and the special moments. And yeah, again, I could pick out so many from like bizarre moments of performing in Austria last year and like completely becoming best friends with Chuck Norris and him standing on the side of stage with his wife giving us the thumbs up. But I think, and I've not mentioned this to the boys, but St. David's Hall, I don't want to get emotional here, but I feel it coming. We performed at St. David's Hall, which is kind of like my home gig, really. And my mum was there, my dad was there, all of my family. And I was wearing my granddad's, who my granddad was just so, so important. He was like my icon. And I was wearing his cummerbund and I was singing his favorite song with the boys, Moon River. And performing that with the boys as a member of the Overtones, with my mum in the crowd singing her dad's and my granddad's favorite song, was just spine tingling. It was just so, so special.
Nice.
That for me is a real standout moment, I think.
That is special.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got a bit of motion there.
This is a safe space. Boys, you are welcome to cry. Darren, what about you? Is there anything else that you'd add to that? Because that's quite the catalogue. That's quite the brag sheet, as the military would say.
Yeah, I've got another little brag to add to it. Well, being a London boy, the Palladium is an iconic venue, obviously worldwide, but I think if you're in London, it might be even that little bit more special. And knowing the superstars who have trodden the boards of that stage in the past, it was an absolute dream when we found out we were performing there as part of our tour a few years back. And I remember going for a bite to eat and coming back and seeing this huge queue outside, and like it didn't click. And then someone said, "That's for you." And I was like, "Oh, wow. Yeah, they're queuing for my show. They're starting in like 2 hours." And I remember the first balcony was actually shaking because everyone was up dancing and going crazy. And that's something that I'll always look back on and be really, really proud of, that we performed there. And to be honest, it's a dream of mine to go back there and do that with Jay as well in the band.
Well, I want to talk about live music and how robbed we've been of it this year. But before we do, let's just remind ourselves what live music sounds like. When it's the Overtones taken to the stage, you did a really special gig in Sheffield last year, and it was all recorded for BFBS. So let's remind ourselves of how awesome that sounded. How does it feel to recall doing big live shows like that?
It's kind of bittersweet, I guess, because I think I speak for all the boys when I say that we do what we do, and there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, admin, if you like, that happens. But, you know, when it comes to recording the album, into the studio, all that kind of stuff, the icing on the cake is live performance. So listening back to that song and remembering that evening in Sheffield and all around the country, it's such a wonderful memory, but at the same time tinged of a little bit of sadness that we weren't able to do anything like that this year. You know, for us, we had two tours cancelled this year, which was kind of heartbreaking. But at the same time, it really does make us feel excited for what's to come. You know, we've got so much ready to come for next year. Our 10 years of the Overtone celebrations have been paused in 2020, and they're going to play again in 2021. So listening back to that, it just makes you think, oh my God, like I literally cannot wait to stand on stage with three of my best friends and brothers and absolutely smash out the best show yet. Kind of makes me a bit excited.
I know that there are a lot of people who can't wait for you to get back on stage and hear what's coming up. So tell us, because 2021 is huge, isn't it? You've got so much on the way. How does the year sort of pan out, Darren?
I don't think it's a surprise to hear that we'll be releasing new music and a new album at some point. We've been teasing the fans now for the best part of a year that we're recording a new album. obviously, plans have changed and had to adapt, but it's kind of given us a bit more time in that sense to focus on it and make the best album we've ever made. And I truly believe that we have done and are doing that because it's nearly finished. So we'll be releasing new music next year. We can't say when because we don't even know when yet. But there'll also be a huge tour that we have announced at the beginning of the month. And we had a bit of a Kardashian moment where we broke the internet because the site that was releasing all the tickets crashed because there were thousands trying to get the tickets at the same time. And we were like, we've broken the internet, boys, yes! we're buzzing to be on tour, 20 dates, next November, December, and it's going to be the biggest party anyway. I mean, we like to have fun on stage, and that's infectious, and the crowd, in turn, has a lot of fun. And I think because of the build-up from this year, I just think we're going to go completely nuts on that stage. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned, you know, how excited your fans are and breaking the internet with tour sales. But you've also hugged your fans in this year, virtually, because hugs aren't allowed. That's illegal. Yep. But you've even included them in choosing the music. So, Mark, can you tell us what they went for? Are you allowed to talk about what song it is that you let the fans choose?
Oh, I don't know whether I can give that away just now, but we definitely had some amazing suggestions. A lot of food for thought for not just this album, but maybe the next sort of five albums, but you'll have to wait and see. But all I can say is it's an absolute corker. I can't wait to perform this particular song live next year because it's going to have everybody up on their feet.
No luck with Mark then. Jay, come on, you tell me what song it is.
No, do you know what? It was really funny though, because being within the group, there are decisions to be made and discussions about what things that we should do. And often enough, we're kind of in this bit of deadlock. Two think one thing, two think the other. And we had this moment around this track, the last track, at which point somebody suggested, let's just ask the fans. And in which case we had this barrage of thousands of different messages and opinions and thoughts, which was absolutely incredible. But then we realized that we were in exactly the same situation, if not worse. It was just unreal, really. But we almost feel a little bit differently about the album that we were making at the beginning of this year. Now it's very much like, it's about bringing back the feel good.
And there's one particular song which we can say the title of, You to Me Are Everything, which you, again, involved your fans and your followers in this year in a really special thing. Tell us about that.
Basically, we thought it'd be a really lovely thing to ask the fans to record a video of them singing along to the track. And we had such an influx of these amazing videos, like it was so hard to choose. I had the job of editing this video together. I mean, I think the boys will agree, the video was so special. Like there was some really special moments in there. I think for me, it was quite a hopeful video because everybody was smiling and having fun singing along to this track, You to Me Are Everything. And it was a great way to thank everyone for their support, really.
The Overtones Christmas Social. Oh, oh, oh.
Merry Christmas. BFBS, the Forces Station.
If you'd ask me to, I'd do anything. how much you mean to me. There must be some other way to make you see. If it takes my heart and soul, you know I pay the price. Everything that I possess, I gladly sacrifice. Each time you're down, oh baby, oh baby. You give me just a taste of love to build my hopes upon. You know you got the power, girl, to keep me holding on. So now you've got the best of me. Come on and take the rest of me. Oh baby,
come on boys.
You're close to me, it seems so far apart. Maybe given time, you'll have a change of heart.
Oh, if it takes forever, girl, when I'm prepared to wait.
Prepared to
the wait. Day you give your love to me, won't be a day too late.
Oh, you to me, I'm everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. To you, I guess I'm just a clown.
Everything as a song summed it up, your community that you've got with your fans and your followers, and a bit of a mood of 2020. So I want to think about 2020. What's the thing that's going to stand out in 2020 for you? And if there was a song that summed it up, what would that be?
To be honest, I think the song would be You to Me Are Everything, and that goes to friends, to family, and to the fans, of course.
I feel like music really has sort of brought us through this year. When you think of like how everybody stepped up, and the likes of Gary Barlow doing his duets every week and entertaining everybody. And then Matt Lucas, of course, with his baked potato song getting to number one. And right at the beginning of lockdown, actually, we got to perform with some other celebrities and we performed We'll Meet Again. That was really special for me. I just felt like it was just so poignant and I felt so privileged to be involved with that.
That song is definitely a mood of 2020, but you end up in this mismatch of so many different celebrity faces in there with different recording qualities. I think, Jake, you said everyone just picked their own key and went for it.
Do you know what? It was absolutely hilarious. And like Mark said, we've had the honour of doing lots of different work with the Royal British Legion. I'm an ambassador. The boys have previously performed at the Festival of Remembrance. So it was an absolute no-brainer when they asked us to be part of it. But I suppose one thing that we didn't realise was that we'd be part of it with, you know, the likes of Dame Joan Collins, Bill Bailey. We had Alison Steadman OBE, who by all counts is a national treasure, but maybe not the best singing voice. So when all of these came in, everyone did it a cappella. It wasn't to a track or anything. They were just in their kitchens, in their living rooms, in their bedrooms, recording themselves in selfie mode, just singing with heart and passion a song which, yeah, let's face it, when the Queen gave her speech back in April, she finished it with "We'll Meet Again." It made everybody go, wow, like that's exactly what we needed to hear. And she just lifted the nation's spirit. And then Vera Lynn, again, it was iconic, wasn't it? It was showing reflections of a time that the whole United Kingdom came together. And to hear that song again, it was just so, so special.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away.
That was such a mood of 2020 and big year for you growing as a family, Mike.
2020 has been somewhat of a rubbish year for the majority of the planet. And in the Crawshaw household, we've been with everybody, you know. But at the same time, something wonderful happened that kind of makes the year almost like the best year of our lives with the birth of our son, Max. He was born in August, so thankfully just out of lockdown, so I was actually able to be there. But yeah, it's made 2020 this incredible life-changing year for a really positive reason. So he's just wonderful. He's just the best thing. He's the best thing in our lives. And in terms of a track, it might seem a little bit odd, but I would do the rap from the 90s version of Faithless Insomnia.
Go on then.
I massively want to hear that rap.
I definitely would like to hear that rap.
Okay, here we go. I can't sleep, something's all over me. Greasy insomnia, please release me and let me dream about making mad love on the heath. Tearing off tights with my teeth, but there's no relief. I want in my kitchen, it's black and I'm lonely. Oh, if I could only get some sleep. Creaky noises make my skin creep.
I still
got it. Can't get no sleep. I can't get no sleep.
Mic drop.
And that works for soothing your little boy, as well as the irony of insomnia being the title.
I know. Don't get me wrong. It's closely followed by Wind Your Bobbing Up.
a banger.
Yeah, you know.
I love it. You've mentioned before that it's all about the family with you guys. So your own families are growing. You share that, but hard to juggle what you've got with your family commitments and the fact that you do so much work yourselves with your own management and administration of the Overtones. So how do you fit it all in?
I mean, sometimes you've got Mike like holding the baby, like screaming at me down the phone, where you have to make a decision, or funny moments that you look back on, but we're opinionated and we like to take charge of our career, and I don't think there's anything wrong in that. And you know, there's the odd 2-hour Zoom call, don't get me wrong, and it feels quite painful at the time. But you look back at the results and, like, for instance, the tour poster, like, we designed it. We came up with the idea of having the Big Ten behind us and the colour. Like, you don't know how many conversations it took to get that colour right. But we're all happy with it now, and it is kind of worth it. And I do think when you get the results, it does make it sweeter. The dressing rooms are getting busier and busier each year with puppies and babies. And I think it makes it even more special, to be honest, to have more people along for the ride.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Merry Christmas!
The Overtones Christmas Social.
The Overtones, Walking in the Air on BFBS, the Forces Station. And we're having a Christmas social with the Overtones, so we've got to talk about this track. An iconic song to take on. Did you feel nervous taking that on?
You know what? I remember the day when we were talking about the Christmas EP that we were going to be going into the studio to record. And we said, look, let's all come to the studio with a couple of ideas and, you know, hash out, as we've mentioned before, Jade, the merits of each song and try to decide what song to do. And one of the ones that Darren suggested was Walking in the Air. And immediately we pretty much unanimously said, can't touch that. It's too iconic. That's it. And then we carried on talking about the other songs. And then right at the end, Darren went, look, guys, I just want to throw it back in there. I really think we can do something special with this song. So from very simple powers of persuasion that Darren has to us going into the studio and really working hard at what the song could turn into for us, it's literally one of my favorite songs that we've ever done in the whole 10 years that we've been together. It's just something that, particularly when it's performed live, is something to behold. We gave it its first outing on last year's tour with the live band, and we had a powerful rock guitar solo partway through and stuff like that. And I don't think we've ever had as many unbelievably positive comments about a single song. I'm so, so glad that Darren was able to persuade us to do it.
And you have to adapt it, because that note, you'd have to do yourself an injury if you didn't drop it, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
In my head, I heard it being sung lower, and I kind of heard these different melodies that are in there, and I'm just really pleased that it turned out as good as I thought it could, you know?
Suggestion for when you go live, that you perform that in pyjamas like the little boy.
I don't sleep in pyjamas, so that could be a bit awkward.
Oh,
wow. I would say, Jade, that ever since Darren did have that winning suggestion, he downs out on it on any given occasion with all of his rubbish suggestions. He goes, remember walking in the air?
Love it. Live music is starting to come back. How excited are you to get back on stage?
Massively. You know, recently we were able to get and do a show and it be live streamed. It was just amazing. It was really special. People were dressing up, getting this on their TV, singing along, dancing along. And the joy that was kind of like, we really, really needed that. The creative industry this year really struggled and really, really suffered. Their industries and the things that people need, assess as well. By doing Sunday socials every week, we share songs that make us feel good. And yeah, it was so good to be back on that stage. There was a moment of reflection where we performed a certain song. And I did actually recall a moment going back to the Sheffield gig again. And we shouted out a message to the armed forces, and the response from the crowd was just fantastic.
I want to get to that message in a little minute. We need to remind ourselves of that. When you think of taking to the stage again, what is the thing that you're so excited about?
We have a giggle, and that really is the secret of the band. And my dad always drummed that into me. He was like, whatever you do, like, you have to have a laugh. You have to enjoy it. Maybe I take that a bit too far sometimes with playing jokes and having a laugh, but I just like to lighten everyone's mood and take some nerves away and just act stupid and have a laugh. And I think we all bounce off each other quite well like that.
You're in a safe space here, and I think our armed forces audience would say, how far is too far? So how far was too far?
I don't know if there's any actual examples, lads, if you can think of any, but look, I'll be playing jokes on the boys literally until we're on a TV show set and we're about to go live, just because I don't ever want anyone to take it too seriously.
I would also throw in there, Jade, that the jokes behind the scenes, they don't just stop just before we walk on stage. They happen on stage as well. Like, we absolutely ruin each other on stage. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. But, you know, I think that's what everybody loves. You know, when they come to a show, they're getting real lads just having a real laugh and blessed to do what they do.
Now, this year, regulations say 3 households can do Christmas together, right? Imagine that every band and every artist is a household. Because that's what we imagine as music listeners as well, that a band that we love, they live together, they do everything together. That's what we all imagine, right? So they're each a household. So who would be join the Overtones in your 3? I want to see you debate and fight it out now.
This is incredibly dangerous, Jade.
Who would we have?
As well as being like talented and funny, like they have to be a good, like they have to be prepared to wash up. Do you know what I mean? We need someone humble as well. I can't have Beyonce sitting there and then being like, who's washing the dishes? Like,
who says Beyonce doesn't wash up?
I don't think she does. I want Bruno Mars over. Anyone with that?
I'd buy into Bruno Mars.
I'd feel like I'd have somebody like Tom Jones there as well, because he could tell a lot.
Yeah, but you'd be looking at him all doughy-eyed all afternoon, wouldn't you, Mike?
Yeah, I would. Be like, same first, Tom.
All right, so Bruno Mars, Lewis Capaldi, he'd be funny.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
It's good to.
Well, I want to look. Okay, so Lewis Capaldi and Tom Jones then.
And Michael Bublé.
No, you can. There's only two people we can have.
This is the difficulty, right. Isn't it?
Jade, if you leave it with us, what we're going to do is put this out on social media and we'll get back to you.
Well, that's it, because we've already established that you struggle to make a decision between the four of you, and then you involve another however many people, and it just gets more difficult for yourselves.
There you go.
Exactly.
I love it. Now, let's remind ourselves of that really special moment from when you were in Sheffield last year. We're obviously broadcasting to the armed forces, and you wanted to do a really special message when you were on stage, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, it goes back to the support for the armed forces. As you know, my background within the Navy, and the boys have actually supported the armed forces for a long, long time. You know, this is a tricky time. I mean, it's a tricky time right now, but Christmas is always a bit of a tricky time for the armed forces. We're away from families. And so for us to sort of shout out and then see what came back from the crowd, it was just absolutely wonderful. And it was just fantastic.
Now then, folks, tonight is an incredibly special night, not only because we're here with you, but in fact, this is being recorded for BFBS. And in fact, elements of tonight's show is going to go out to over 29 countries all around the world to our British military. So, to the men and women of our armed forces, who may be away from their loved ones during this special time, please join us in showing your appreciation to the incredible work, the dedication, and the love of our British Armed Forces. Let's give it up. This is dedicated to you.
Your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas to make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who are dear to us,
gather near to us once more.
Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself Christmas now.
Right then, folks, what we want you to do is turn to the right hand side and shake the person's hand, say Merry Christmas. Let's spread that Christmas joy. If no one's to the right, you go to the left. Nice and simple. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Together through the years.
The years we all will be together,
the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
In the midst of that song, you said, turn to the person to either side of you and shake their hand.
Thank you.
I felt really emotional, you know, thinking, gosh, a year ago, you know, that was cricket and it's just, you can't do it now. So how do you feel when you listen back to that? And what would you add to the message in this year?
You know, it was a wonderful moment to be able to thank these special men and women. And I think the moment when we were able to say, hug the person next to you, shake their hands of the person next to you, it's kind of like a bit of a strange thing, because as a race, we're very tactile so it's been difficult. It's been difficult not being able to kind of show that kind of affection in a physical way. So any message that we would add to that is just hang in there, keep your chin up. This isn't going to last forever. Look after yourself, stay positive. And again, the message to our services, whether they be military services or blue light services, this thank you that we want to give is very simple. It's two simple words, but they couldn't be more powerful, really.
Yeah, big time. And that is a goosebumps moment when you listen back to it. And you've got many more of them to come in the year ahead. It's so exciting. That hopeful place that we're at the moment, I feel like we're on a knife edge of it. And I'm so hopeful for next year and what it's got in store. And the big 10. So you've said bigger and better than ever as you enter a new decade. Are there any spoilers you can give us about what to expect?
I'm going to say this and then the boys can tell me off after if they want. Next year for us is going to be a big celebration of not only the past 10 years, but the present moment and the future. Can I say that, boys?
I think you did.
Absolutely, yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Because I think individually we're a mirror of the whole of society. I think obviously it's been a completely and utterly weird year, but equally for all the bad things that have happened, there's moments of reflection about how you're going to live your life moving forwards, being a lot more grateful and celebrating the small things. And like everybody else, we're all in that moment. You know, we're going to be going into Christmas being thankful for things that we didn't even think about last year. And so 2020 is about celebrating life. It's about celebrating love. It's about celebrating each other. The conversation that we had just before about shaking people's hands, you know, we can no longer do that. But what we can do is show people kindness, smiley eyes, online. Millions of people around the world are connecting via social media. And previously, in many ways, there's a lot of unkindness. So I think, and I hope that moving into 2021, the world will become a better place for that kindness.
Absolutely.
Also, Jay.
Jay James for Miss World.
Yeah.
Jay, can I just say, like, a message to everyone listening around the world, wherever you're listening from, I hope we've made you smile and have a giggle, and it would be an honour for us to have you as our guest at some shows.
It's been great to get you back on this year, and all the very best for all the exciting stuff to come in your 10th anniversary year. And thank you so much for letting us pinch your Overtone social brand. Please don't sue.
Thank you so much, Jay. Take care, everyone.
Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much, Jay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas at all. On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.